be honored if you would join us.
Something dark. Something complete.
It's a trap.
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any bothers die.
Now I feel like I can take on the whole empire myself.
Well,
the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror, suddenly silenced.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Gisli, and I'm a store champion.
That's fine. I am Ail, and don't worry, we are an X-Wing and nonsense only podcast, so no Alpha War or anything of that BS.
Yeah. What should we call this episode? I was thinking about Phantom in a Shell, something like that.
You coined it. That's fine.
Okay, cool. We have loads to talk about today. There's been a lot for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, there has been.
Yeah. But first we gotta apologize for the sound a little bit.
Yeah.
We are updating our equipment, so it might become better, hopefully.
Yes, we are doing some internet shopping.
Yes.
As well as new microphones, and we're gonna try out... our luck in taping up games and putting them on YouTube.
Yeah, videography. I just want to take a big shout out for all the listeners. We have had listeners from all around the world now. UK is big. Sweden, Denmark, of course.
Yep.
Germany, Italy. Netherlands,
all around the US.
Yeah, all around the US, Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah, we've reached as far as Asia as well.
Singapore, yeah, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And even South Africa and Hong Kong.
Yes, and even some of our guys are listening in Iceland.
Yeah, of course.
What up?
I want to start talking about. There were news, big news, a couple of days ago.
Exciting news,
yeah. It's not really about X-Wing, per se, but we might get new ships out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But there were news from Disney. Yeah, they hired Last Jedi director Rian Johnson. He is supposed to create a whole new set of trilogy.
That must mean they like it.
Yeah.
New movie.
Yeah. It's really cool. And they are also going to make a live action TV series. That will be aired in 2019.
Please don't fuck it up.
No. I mean, they have made TV series before. They did, but they have all been cartoons, Clone Wars and Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
And Clone Wars were fine. Rebels are amazing.
Yeah, they're good.
What do you think the trilogy might be about? Do you think? I'm hoping for Old Republic. I don't know if they're going to do it. It would be awesome to get Darth Malbus on screen. Malkus, sorry. I'm hoping not for a new Skywalker.
Yeah. Please go a different direction.
Yeah.
Parallel story about somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they would go the Skywalker story. And I would go see it, of course.
Of course.
2 or 3 or 4 times.
At least.
Yeah. But Old Republic, the forming of the new Sith, that would be awesome.
Yes, that would be a very interesting story to
listen
to.
Yeah, but Should we talk about System Opens? They finally announced it.
Yes, they did.
And we were mostly correct about everything.
Yes.
So PAX weren't lying. I think actually PAX started today while we are recording. We are recording on Friday, so.
Is it today?
Or maybe tomorrow. It's this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
So
cool.
We have locations. Well, they announced they are going to have 15 locations.
That is so exciting.
That's so exciting. But they have only announced 6 of them.
Mm.
They are in Philadelphia, of course.
Philly, Schaumburg, Birmingham in UK, Hanover, Germany.
Bologna, Italy.
Yeah, Bologna and San Francisco.
Yeah. I'm really excited for the Birmingham, UK.
Yeah, that is so close. That's an event that we could actually go to.
Yeah. Oh.
But and it's just so close to Worlds. And
we are planning to go to Worlds. So
oh my God, it's March, 24 March.
Yeah. And we have to fly all across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go.
Everywhere we go.
Yeah.
In any direction.
And I hate it. People are complaining about, we only have 2 regionals or 3 regionals. We can only go to 2 System Open. Screw you, guys.
Yeah.
Screw you.
We get one store champion. We get
one regional.
Yeah, so and people talking about only went to like 5 store championship like that. Jesus, I hate living on an island.
That's why I mentioned in the start that I was a store champion. I like it. Hey, are you a store champion?
Not at the moment, no.
Have you been a store champion?
No.
So you're saying I'm better than you?
No.
No. You have tabled me too many times to be able to say that.
Right back at you.
Yeah. But you haven't tabled me since we started a podcast.
No, I haven't.
I haven't tabled you either, so.
We're going to have to table each other and hit Chris up for some templates.
No, you have templates. I need them.
Sure. I need more.
Okay. About that System Open, it's really cool because they have of course the hangar bay, the usual hangar bay, but they also have the hyperspace qualifier.
Yeah,
which is quite cool. It's a tournament, a 6-round tournament, which starts at the end of round 3. No, it starts alongside stage 3.
Okay.
And everyone who has, who didn't make it to stage 3, I think they get, everyone who make it to stage 3, but don't go to top 32, I think.
Yeah.
They get a 3-round bye for that hyperspace jump.
Oh, okay.
So they can.
When they scrub out, they can participate.
Yeah,
that's cool. And so you always have something to do.
Yeah, because the only thing you have to do in this hyperspace is win all 6 rounds. Then you get a lot of cool prizes.
Yeah.
It's the same prizes as in the System Open. So you could possibly get more, or get something you missed. So.
It seems like a very nice tournament to go to.
Yeah. The alt arts, looking at them, they look like the alt arts for Imperial Assault. I think they're using the same photos there.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. They're cool photos. The Boba Fett looks amazing. I love that photo.
Yeah.
I don't like the shield tokens. This screen color is... But hey,
okay.
I want to own them.
Sure.
But those target locks, they're pretty nice.
Sure, yeah.
But you only get
Scum logo on them.
Yeah. And you only get one set, so it's quite cool.
So you have to go to more System Opens.
Yeah.
We can do that.
But the cool thing about the System Opens now is outside the game you're playing, MOV really doesn't matter.
Yeah, the way
it just matters in the game you're playing, but
yep.
Because only winning points matter.
Yeah, you just, if you can't lose more than what, one game, the whole tournament.
Yeah, really. Because
in the first what, three games, you can lose one and then don't lose anymore.
Yeah.
Or you're out.
Yeah. So you really have to earn your spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had a new article last week.
Yeah. You're talking about the Phantom 2, right?
Oh, yes. The Ugly Duckling or something like that. I don't like this ship. It's
something.
It looks nicer than in Rebels, actually. But
it looks like a ship that can only be loved by its designer.
Yeah, but it's an old Clone Wars ship.
Okay.
The Galactic Empire was using it with their droids, so. Which is quite cool. They didn't spoil the dial. They only say it has a soft 3 bank.
It has white 3 bank. That's white.
But everything else is spoiled. And I must say, I really like it.
Yes, there are a lot of interesting things going on.
Oh yeah, and that coordinate action, it's super, super, super strong.
Yes. Coordinate action for 15 points at pilot skill 1.
Of course, we have it in Imperial for the Upsilon shuttle. But
yeah, that's expensive.
Yes, that's expensive. But shouldn't we just talk about the pilots first?
Sure. So let's go through it.
Yeah.
We've got a generic at 1. Yeah. That's 15 points.
No, that's not a generic. That's no, AP5.
AP5.
Yeah.
It's got that spliffy.
Yeah, that's... That's the Imperial Protocol droid. That if you haven't seen Rebels, you should shut your ears right now because a bit of a spoiler. If you haven't seen season 3, AP5 was an Imperial Protocol droid who served as an analyst droid during the Clone Wars. It was then used as an inventory duty on an Imperial cargo ship. But later he befriended Chopper droid and tagged along on the Ghost with Hera. Plus, he sings like an angel. But that PS1 with...
It has an amazing palatability.
Well, I'm going to stop first because I just want to talk about the stats. Okay. Do you want to read the stats?
Yeah.
Before?
It's got a front and back arc.
That's cool.
Yeah. And 2 attack, 2 agility. It's got 4 hull and a shield.
Yeah.
And it's got a crew slot and an astromech.
Yeah, this PS1.
Yeah, yeah. I mean the base model.
Yeah.
The two of other pilots have EPTs, but not all of them.
No. So the AP5, it has a pilot ability, which reads... When you perform a coordinate action after you choose a friendly ship and before it performs a free action, you may receive 2 stress tokens to remove 1 stress token from it. This is an amazing ability at PS1 for 15 points. Just put Inspiring Recruit on it and you're good to go.
Yeah,
for 16 points, it's... Of course, it's a...
I mean, then you're... Yeah.
It's not a tanky ship in any ways, but you have to fly it and try to be out of... It's probably 16 points you don't want to be shooting. Just want to be out of range 3,
yeah.
Out of enemies, but inside range 2 of your own ships.
Sure. It doesn't have any titles that give it extra shooting from front or back, like...
No.
Like you would the arc or something like that. So its main function looks to be purely support.
Yeah. But that's the Rebel way.
Sure.
Support.
Yes.
Support.
It's giving us a little bit of options after taking away our dear, really beloved pigs.
Yeah. But no one says no to that, I think.
No, I don't think so. This is going to be an awesome addition to the Rebel fleet and a good option for many builds.
But then we have, of course, a PS3. That's the good old Zep.
Zep.
With the same pilot ability, but it works better there than the Phantom 1 because you can actually use it more because the Phantom 1 only had two hull.
Now you can actually gain something from it.
This one has the same. It's one crew slot and an astromech.
Yeah, so he's cancelling crits before hits.
Yeah.
That's his ability.
And that's a direct Kylo.
Yeah, it's a very nice Kylo counter.
Yeah.
But harpoon counter.
Yes, harpoon counter. It's a huge harpoon counter.
Yes.
I don't think Kylo is going to have any worries about that because he just shoots the other one and leaves this one alone. But harpoons, that's big, I think, because harpoons are big and are going to be big.
Yeah, I mean, if you're playing against harpoons, do you fly this one up front and center and taunt?
Yeah, try to get one harpoon on yourself or something. Why not?
<That's>
instead of the other ship. Of course, it depends on the list you're flying. If you're using it just as an extra action for, I don't know, the ghost or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not docked. Because I don't think this ship is good to be docked with a ghost because the other one has such an amazing ability.
Shooting twice?
Yes, it's huge. If you have a TLT on it, on the ghost.
That is true. But getting a free coordinate action at the end of activation is something that would make the ghost's role completely different in a list.
Yeah, but then you could just put the old Phantom and Hera on the side of her. Or was it Sabine? I don't know. No, it was Hera. It gave you an extra action when spending her own focus on the TIE fighter.
Oh, yeah. If you don't want to feel the TIE fighter and go with the big shit, sure, do that.
But then at PS5, we have Ezra Bridger. When defending, if you're stressed, you may change up to two of your focus results to an evade result.
That's the same as before, right?
Yeah, it's the same as before. And Ezra has an EPT as well, so...
Yep.
It's a bit more tankier. But
And only 17 points.
Yeah, only 17 points. But at PS5, it might be quite an awkward position to be at. If you have ships in that range, because I think with this ship you either want to be under it or over it in PS.
Yeah.
Depends on how you want to play the list.
If you're fielding a lot of fives, if you've got fives, then you could
coordinate then it's
and,
great.
you know, make...
Yeah, then it's great. You could coordinate before or after.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, then at PS9.
PS9, we got Fen Rao. And
it's a lot of text.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. When an enemy ship inside your firing arc at range 1-3 becomes the active ship during the combat phase, if you are not stressed, you may receive one stress token. If you do, that ship cannot spend tokens to modify its dice when attacking this round.
That's a great ability, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like suppression, you know, can't modify your dice with...
Yeah, and at PS9 you are going to move last-ish.
Yeah.
And he has an EPT, so PS11 probably.
So, you take a stress, choose one guy that can't, that kind of blunts its attack.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's really, really nice. But there were upgrade cards that were even bigger in this pack.
Yes, there was. There was a fancy Maul.
Yes, the old Darth, but only with the Maul name.
Yeah.
From Rebels, so.
It's kind of like an inverse Zuckus, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so you take stress for rerolling your attack dice. Yeah. And after you, if you hit that
Should attack, you just read the card?
It's a lot of text. Okay, so it's a scum only. Ignore this restriction if your squad contains Ezra Bridger.
That's a first.
Yes. So you can use this card if Ezra is anywhere in your list.
And you have two pilot Ezras and one crew that comes in this pack.
Yeah. So you have you can run two crews.
Yeah.
And this scum becomes a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's read the rest of the text. When attacking, if you are not stressed, you may receive any number of stress tokens to reroll that many attack dice. After performing an attack that hits, you may remove one of your stress tokens. Okay, this is
And that's worth 3 points.
Yeah, that's a 3-point upgrade. Takes up one crew slot, and that means if you have only one dice to roll, re-roll, then you take one stress, and if you hit, you remove the stress.
Yeah.
But you take two stress if you're re-rolling two and only remove one stress.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about this card. I think it's okay, but both Scum and Rebels, they have such an amazing crew cards.
Sure. I mean, removing one stress token, you could go with Inspiring a Recruit and re-roll two. Without a penalty.
Yeah, of course, if you have two crew slots.
Yeah.
You have to have two crew. But
well, Inspiring Recruit can be on another ship, but anyway.
Yeah, of course.
You can play around with the synergies in this card a little bit, because the crew card with Ezra Bridges.
But I don't know if you saw it, but you can't just perform an attack and remove a stress token. You don't have to use...
Oh, yeah. Sure. You remove a stress token if really you hit.
It really has two things that it can do.
Yeah, the one doesn't have to go with the other.
No, exactly. Yeah. But if you're running Scum, would you take it before Dengar? I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean... Okay,
of course.
Say that you're running Dengar...
Yeah, you can't take it on Dengar.
No. If you're running Dengar.
Yeah, crew. Okay.
Say you're needed and push the limit on Dengar or something. That means you're always stressed, and he's shooting maybe twice per turn.
Yeah.
And then he's removing the stress after he hits.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There is something to be played around with this card, I think.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have Ezra Bridger. It's rebel only. When attacking, if you're stressed, you may change one of your focus results to a crit result.
This one goes well with Maul.
Yeah, that's for 3 points. Yeah.
Another 3 points. Yeah. Okay, that's 6 points.
Yeah.
A lot of modification, but, you know, mm-hmm. It's expensive. You can do well.
And then we have the 0-point upgrade.
Yeah.
Crew upgrade. Do you want to read it?
Sure. At the end of the place forces step, you may choose to treat your pilot skill value as 0 or 8 until the end of the step.
Yeah, that's limited, but I think it's just going to be one of those. If you have the space, you can slap it on because it's 0 point.
Yeah.
Back
of the binder, I think.
Yeah, back of the binder, but you can put it on New Han.
Yeah, that's true.
And make him PS0, so you put him first on the map on the other side.
Yes. that means everybody else has to go into the corner at a one Range Rover band or something.
Yeah.
Less, even.
But the next one, that's a fun one. That's Chopper. Oh, yes. The card reads, action. Discard one other equipped upgrade card to recover one shield. I absolutely love this. It's so thematical. It's because, I mean, Chopper, he's an absolute psychopath. It's so thematic. And it goes well with the Courier droid. And even on the photo, it shows Chopper chopping up the Courier droid.
I didn't catch that. That's awesome.
That's awesome. And even on the photo of the Courier droid, you can see at the back, that's
Chopper,
that's
the back.
Chopper coming around the corner. Chopper, what are you doing? How did you get that one shield? I love this.
Yeah.
Is it a good card? No, I don't think so. It might be good on Y-Wings.
Discard one other upgrade card to recover one shield.
You, of course, can't recover more shields than you have.
This card doesn't say that.
No, but it has been fact. You can't recover shields above your shield value.
Oh, okay.
It's not possible. But
other shield regenerating cards have that text in it, though.
Yeah, I mean, but you still, you could put Chopper on let's say Y-Wing and put the Courier droid. You could put the title and, I don't know, chips or something. It doesn't cost anything. And first time you get attacked, lose a shield, you just drop the title, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't shoot twice, but hey, you still have the TLT.
Yeah, all of a sudden you can shoot outside your arc again.
But like you hear, I'm just assuming everyone has TLTs on Y-Wings.
Would you run it any other way?
Auto Blaster turret, maybe 5 of them. It's horrible, but I still think TLTs are much better.
Yeah, they are.
But next one is a card in your liking.
That is an absolutely beautiful addition to the game. Shut up, Chopper. Yeah, Flight Assist Astromech. So it's a new Astromech, and the card reads, you cannot attack ships outside your firing arc. After you execute a maneuver, if you did not overlap a ship or obstacles, and there are no enemy ships inside your firing arc at range 1-3, you may perform a free boost or barrel action.
Yes.
So, this obviously goes well on X-Wings.
This is done for X-Wings. I mean,
and
the first sentence.
Yeah.
You cannot attack ships outside your firing arc.
That's so you're not using it on Y-Wings with TLTs or something like
This is, I really like this card.
Mm-hmm. And having it on an arc, it doesn't help you a lot because you have a front and back arc.
Exactly.
So you'll be using it less. Is there any other ship
that uses Astromech?
Yeah, except, of course, the Sheathapede. That has a back arc.
And the old Phantom.
Yeah, old Phantom, T-65s, T-70s. Yeah.
And I'm, of course, talking about the Rebel Phantom. Oh, I wish the TIE Phantom could have a droid.
I even would more, stop playing.
Even more expensive Whisper.
Yeah.
50 point Whisper. Yeah, but about that car.
Yeah, so the main use for this is, of course, getting around the starfield faster. So you can boost a barrel if you're, trying to get out of dodge or trying to hunt up your prey. and makes you turn around faster if you don't want to do the choreograms,
yeah,
K-turns or T-rolls.
Okay, I have been wrong before, but I think this is going to make pilots like Vets and Vess viable.
Sure, I mean, they're in the article.
I don't think it's not in any means an X-wing fix.
No, it adds to its flavor. I think this will be better if you want to like take an inexpensive X-wing and have it as a filler. You know, you can have it jet around like an A-wing almost, got some speed into it, and do some nuisance, hunting down some low agility.
Yeah. Okay.
Planes. That's the first sense I have of this card. Okay. That's how I would build it.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. I mean, for X-wings, high pilot skill pilots like Vess or Wedge, which are the coolest X-wing pilots in T-65s, I think. You almost always want to. No, I don't know.
You don't have reposition on them, so that's why it's good.
Yeah, it is. It is extremely good.
Yeah, because most other aces, especially, I mean, Imperial aces, they have double reposition, and they kind of know where Vets or Vess are going to be.
Yes.
So they might reposition somewhere else not to be shot at, because you really don't want to be shot at. From where?
Sure.
Which, I mean.
Sure, but you're only doing this when you don't have anyone else in your firing arc.
No. It doesn't work in the initial joust.
No. So I think this card will mostly be useful when you're turning around after the first engagement, and you're taking a three turn, and a boost to, you know, get out of the arc of the enemy's K-turn and getting up in the flank of it.
Yeah, sure. That's
because if you're jousting, then you always have somebody in arc. Unless you want to go, you know, for straight and then boost into and maybe be out of arc. Sure, there are some uses.
But on the lower pilot skill, guys, you still don't know where the aces are going to be.
No,
because it's really it's an extra action. So, but yeah. I don't know if you saw it. They have the same wording as the Erarat X7 title. After you execute a maneuver, if you did not overlap a ship or an obstacle.
Mm.
So, they learned.
Yeah. Good job, FFG.
Yeah. But how about
this is extremely exciting card.
Yeah, I think even I is going to play around with it.
Yeah, sure.
But
Mr. Imperial,
how about this card on a new T-70 with intensity?
That is will probably just be stupid. You're
not really gaining a boost or a barrel because you have it. Oh well, the boost.
Yeah, you have the boost. You don't have the barrel.
No, but with intensity.
Yeah,
I think it synergizes really well with that.
Yeah. Oh, why can't you put this on an A-wing? I would love that.
Yeah. But anyways, I like this package. I like the whole package. I think you're getting a lot of new stuff.
Yep.
Lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, you're getting small, cheap ships with two firing arcs and lots of exciting upgrades. Yeah, this is going to be a blast.
Yeah,
love
I think
so. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, but hey,
yep.
You have been trying out the new guns for hire, right?
Yes. I, you know, right out of the box, I tried one list.
Yeah, we had a tournament just 2 days after the box came.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone was running something.
Something from the pack, yeah. Almost. And I did I call it Fun for Days. So it has Fenrir with the title and all our thrusters and fearlessness. So he is like a cruise missile in itself. And then I put Ndrushulak with cruise missiles, scavenger crane, lone wolf, and guidance ships.
That's a horrible 6 shot.
Cruise missile. I love it at range 3. He's nasty.
Yeah.
And then the pièce de résistance is Guri. And she has push the limit advanced proton torpedoes. That's the 5 dice range 1 attack, which goes well with Guri's ability. Yeah. I got both titles, both Star Viper and Virago. So auto thrusters, advanced sensors, and scavenger crane.
Yes, scavenger crane works really well with this.
Yeah.
And it's one because you always get it back.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yes. And in some games, I used the same missile 3 times.
I flew against you, I think. And
yeah, we always match up on tournaments. It's crazy.
Yeah, except Worlds. We didn't match up there. That well, because you did good, I didn't.
Yeah, I started off well.
Yeah, I started off really badly. Yeah.
And that's a 44 points, Guri.
Yeah.
I know it's nuts and crazy, but I really like barreling with the bank, with a curved barrel,
mm-hmm.
and with advanced sensors. It was hurting my head the whole day. just figuring out my maneuvers and then figuring out where I'd end up and where the opponent would be, and then I'd have to go through it all again. Oh no, I want to go there.
It's
no.
The old echo syndrome.
Yes.
Kind of. Yeah.
it was painful, but oh so much fun.
Yeah. I've only flown the new Star Viper once, but it's a lot of fun. It reminds me of Echo. And I loved flying Echo.
Yep.
I in the same tournament.
Yeah. What were you running?
Yeah, I was running Nim with Deadeye, Harpoon, Chips, Extra Munitions, Auto Blaster, Bomblet, and Dengar Crew, and 2 K-Fighters, the Black Sun Ace ones, the PS5. They had Deadeye, Harpoon, the Vaxi title, Chips,
yep.
Munitions Failsafe, and Scavenger Crane.
That's a whole lot of harpoon.
Yeah, it hits like a brick. But I thought then I lost 2 games and won 2 games. It was mainly because of my own mistakes. But
yeah.
Because I really didn't know how to fly this, but I think what was wrong with it was really Nim, not because he wasn't good, because he died too quickly. Because I was only always trying to get into range 1, but then after the tournament, I was just searching Facebook, and I saw Jesper Hill's list. It was almost identical to mine. But he had TLT instead of Auto Blaster and Bomblet. And I thought, okay.
Why not?
Okay. Using Nim only for the PS8 instead of his bombing ability.
Imagine that.
Why not? And I actually tested that out, and I played, I think, 4 games with it. Won them all. And I found out, because I haven't really played it, Dengar and TLT synergizes so well.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. You are hitting every time. It's always 3 hits. So yeah, TLT is definitely the way to go on Dengar. Plus Nim with Dengar, sorry.
Yeah.
Plus Nim, he survives because after you fire the harpoon. First harpoon, maybe, because sometimes you don't get to use the second one.
Uh-huh.
But it's nice to have.
Sure.
Then you can just kite away.
Mm-hmm. Using the TLT.
Yes.
Locking up the last hull.
And, yeah, it's, like I said, TLT on with Dengar is amazing, amazeballs.
Yeah.
Everything there. But talking about Guns for Hire,
yep.
Do you think I need to eat my hat if I had any?
I wish I could just say yes, because we were not agreeing about this. I think there's some kind of stuff where they can do stuff.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking about the week winning New Zealand Nationals.
Well, yeah, he was in a list that won Nationals.
Yeah, of course. It had, of course, a sauce with Pusa Limit, yeah, and Lutz, and a contracted scout with Trickshot, Intellage, and the Rick Carkle. Just
basic. That seems to be the new flavor for the Jumpmaster.
Yeah, Trickshot.
Yeah, Trickshot, Intagent.
Yeah. And I think it works. Mm. But of course, but about eating my hat, I'm not really ready to do that yet. Because,
okay.
Like I said, even though Thweek was in the list, I think it's mostly because the guy who won it, Paul Johnson, he's a phenomenal player. I think he won the Australian Nationals as well before.
Oh, yeah.
Just I think it was a week before or something. So he's obviously a great, great player.
Yes. You could argue that, or you could just argue that Star Vipers are awesome.
They are awesome looking.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's the prettiest ship in the game. It's not really Star Warsy kind of ship. Not really. It's something out of, I don't know, some other fantasy.
Yeah. I don't know where to place it.
You heard me right. I said fantasy. Star Wars isn't science fiction, just to be clear.
Exactly.
But yeah, but still winning. Oh, should we say what the star, how the Star Viper was built? Like, it had auto thrusters, the Mark II title, Miraco, and fire control. Nothing more.
Oh, that's simple. That's actually.
I think I read it somewhere that he always used the pilot skill.
Oh, he took the pilot skill.
Yeah, he was always aiming for the highest pilot skill.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
I might be wrong. It was something I read. I don't know how good the information was, okay, but it sounds about right. I think it's the kind of the only way to go for it.
Sure.
But he didn't have a lot of bit, only 1 point bit. So.
Yeah.
Well.
This is the kind of role in a list I was thinking of when I was thinking about the Star Viper.
Yeah.
You know, really good filler.
Yeah, but like this Thweek, it costs 30 points. You can almost get a Fenrir for it.
That's yesterday's newspaper.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
But enough of Guns for Hire, I think. Will there be a Rebels veteran pack someday in the future?
The way they're going, adding new flavors for the X-Wing, like the droid and integrated Astromech upgrades, we might not need it.
You don't think so?
If they keep going. Yeah,
I'm hoping for a pork crew cart, or even a pork X-wing pilot.
How does that even work? He's like a foot tall or something.
Yeah, I mean Yoda had a shuttle.
Okay.
Of course, that shuttle was tiny.
The pork is what, force sensitive and piloting this thing? Oh, yeah.
We have no idea about that, but
he might be okay. No. It'll be interesting. It would be exciting to get an X-Wing veterans pack,
yeah,
with a sweet title and some new pilots. Mm-hmm. I was Hera is flying a T-65 in the
Rebel ship. Rebels, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think in Rebels, she is shown as an amazing X-Wing pilot.
Right.
Much better than on the Ghost, but she is an amazing pilot on the Ghost. Yeah, but for a game called X-Wing,
yep,
shouldn't we have usable X-Wings?
We should.
But I mean, other podcasts have been talking about it. I think it, for people to seeing the game and buying, and saying, hey, I would like to fly X-Wing, let's buy this game. And then against you comes a guy with, I don't know, Bumpmaster or something like that. And what the hell is that? Yeah, what are you flying? X-Wings? Oh. Okay.
That's nice.
So you're new.
Yes, you must be new.
Yeah. I wanna be able to fly against X-Wings.
I love flying them. They're such a nice thing to put on the table. They've got some excellent
nice
pilots.
Especially the T-65s. I love the looks of the T-65.
And we might get it because, you know, they have toned down bigs.
Mm-hmm.
So making space properly in their
design space. Design space, good old design space.
Yes. But you have to be really careful with the X-Wings. Because all of the stuff you can put on them, you can just, if you're not careful, they could just create monsters.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, just imagine, you got Vets, you got R2 that can go on them.
I mean, the Luke ability is crazy.
Luke is crazy good. You got all
crazy
these pilots.
For an X-Wing.
Yeah, crazy good pilot ability in an X-Wing.
It's kind of like Vader was. They didn't go overboard with the fix.
Yeah,
they did it well.
Yeah, for the
yeah, but
Vader.
For Vader, yeah.
Yeah, not of the rest of them.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be careful what they do to the X-Wing if they do anything. But I think they're gonna do stuff.
I hope so.
Yeah. But yeah, pork for president. Pork for a new X-Wing. I like me some pork.
Okay, that's a new Disney commodity for the next 3 years, pork. We're going to see pork dolls everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's mainly because they're going to sell porks.
Yeah.
They were probably there. Even the pork might have been added late.
Yeah, we need something.
We need something to sell.
Yeah, for the 3 to 6 year old market.
Yeah, what should you do? Ah, yeah, little penguin.
Penguin looking
things.
Is it fluffy?
Oh, yes.
Let's make it fluffy.
Yes, we can make teddy bears.
Yes, dolls. Colorful, fluffy, dolls. Penguin size.
Yes. Okay. We have in our show notes. About the FAQ. We have talked a lot about the FAQ.
Everybody's talked a lot about the FAQ. Is there something you would have liked to have seen added that didn't make it to the FAQ?
I don't know. I was thinking about the K4 first.
Yes, that is something that I expected.
But I was really thinking about they would make the K4 an action, really, free action.
That wouldn't have been fair. Defender-like nerf.
Yeah, the Defender and the new Astromech
kind
of thing.
Yeah.
But I understand why they didn't do it. I mean, they went kind of crazy with the Jumpmaster.
Yes.
They nerfed the Jumpmaster, quite much.
Once and for all.
It's not that. It's good. I think they were just afraid that, because they haven't de-nerfed anything.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't done it yet.
No. Yeah.
And so I think they are just holding their hands a little bit, just seeing how the Jumpmaster survives. If it's okay, I think the Jumpmaster is just fair now. It's a good ship.
Sure.
I mean, ships may be good, even though Jumpmasters have a bit of an unfair advantage on that point that there are so many people that hate that ship. Just they just want to see it buried.
Yeah.
But I think it's a pretty ship. I like flying against that. I've always liked flying against it.
No, I don't. I haven't liked it.
No, of course, in the Deadeye Jam Master meta, it was really hard. But I was flying Aces then, and you could fly around them on Aces. But if you had a jousting list, you would just die.
Sure.
But still, K4 might see some minor errata sometime. I understand why they didn't do it now. But yeah, and another thing about Jumpmaster, I really thought they would put the droid on the Punishing One title.
Yep. We talked about this last episode.
Yeah.
They might want to, you know, see how the Jumpmasters fare before they maybe put it back on the title.
Yeah, of course.
See if Dengar needs a push in the right direction.
I don't think Dengar needs a push. He doesn't need the droid. Dengar is really good.
Sure.
But it's just so thematic to have the droid. I mean, the Punishing One, the Dengar's spaceship. That was the only one who had a droid. Dengar modified the Punisher to be able to have his droid. So it's only because of that.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
I don't think
nice
Dengar needs that droid.
Game balance over theme.
Yeah.
Okay. And about Sabine.
You have been a lot of Sabine player.
Sure. I flew the living beep out of the caving.
I can.
Watch for that.
You can say whatever you like. I can put the beep in later if you like.
No. it's automated.
Yeah.
So, with the 1 point splash damage.
It's horrible.
Is it? What's that new thing? Harpoons? Really? We need to nerf, Sabine? 1 point splash damage? Oh my god! Let's put some harpoons in there.
Yeah.
If you take that into account, they are probably not looking at Sabine.
No.
For nerfing.
No. I mean, they nerfed the advanced lamb, so they didn't. It's the same as with the K4, I think. They didn't want to go overboard, I think.
Yeah.
But still, it would have been nice maybe to have a 50-50 shot on Sabine or something like that. Just throw an extra die.
I agree. That would be fair.
But still give it the splash damage and things like that. Not only on the ship you're blowing up, but on the other ones. Like
yeah, everyone arranges one.
Yeah.
I think actually the harpoon should be a 50-50 chance. Roll a die for everybody and range one.
But about the harpoon, the splash damage. I mean, a single harpoon is just okay. It's a good card, but a single one is okay.
Sure.
When you start stacking it, then it starts to shine. And if you start stacking it with ships with 3 attack die, so the ships always change
to a crit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it's horrible.
Who was fielding a harpoon list at our local game store, Nexus? And he flew against a TIE Swarm.
It was Freyr, I think.
Freyr met up with whom?
He met up with... Who
was flying that list?
Let me see.
Anyway,
he
did something like insane
damage.
Yeah,
I think it was 19 points of damage with 3 harpoons.
3 harpoons. And there was like one round of shooting. And the swarm was gone.
Yep, Yeah, you really don't want to be flying a Thai swarm against harpoons. Yeah, 19 points of damage. I think I'm not lying.
Yeah.
It told 19 points of damage with 3 harpoons.
Can you imagine putting down a Thai swarm and not fully realizing what harpoon missiles are? And just, you know, okay, I'm going to shoot you with my harpoon.
To be fair, I don't think the guy knew.
No, or he wouldn't have swarmed if he did.
No.
That is spectacular.
Well, it was in a tournament, so he didn't really have a choice. Yeah, it was in that... Yeah, it was. It was a bad list to take on a tournament 2 days after Guns for Hire came out.
That's fair. That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are in almost an hour.
Oh, yeah. Time flies.
Yeah, time flies. Should we...
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Yeah. I wanna talk about our email address.
Yep.
It's
we're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook.
We also have an email address.
Yeah.
We're at every major podcast.
Yeah, I think so. And if we are not, if you're trying to find us, just give us an email and we see if we can.
What is our email address?
It's quite easy, actually. It's just thulesquadronradio@gmail.com. And I want to hear from listeners.
Sure.
About everything X-Wing related.
Send us stuff. Talk shit.
Or what are we doing good? What are we doing bad? Yeah. Do you hate us? Did we do anything?
Yeah. Or do you want us to cover something specific in the show?
Yeah.
Get something out there? Mention something?
Is there a song you want Ail to sing, maybe?
Yeah. Okay, I'll take requests if somebody's brave enough.
It's now or never. Really? No. Okay.
Yeah. Dear listeners, that is why I did the song last episode.
We like our listeners.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be our listeners if I were singing.
All right.
If you're going to send us an email or like to send us an email, there is actually an annual mini Xmas tournament early next month.
Yep.
It's
75 points.
70 points. Yep.
60 minute rounds.
And I have no idea what to fly.
Me neither. I've got a vague idea of it.
Yeah, I've made like 20 lists.
Sure. I've got something like that as well.
And I gotta say, it's quite hard to make a 75 point list. I mean, my head is so stuck on the 100.6.
Yep. So you take a 100 point list and decide what 25 points you don't need.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, not really. So please just send us anything. I mean,
if you've got a good idea for a 75 point list.
Yeah, it can be a funsies list. It can be disgusting.
Wait.
Are
the crates still honoring the one ship bounty?
Oh, 75 point Miranda.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a small ship.
Yeah, it must be a small ship. So
wasn't it a kit tournament or over? I think so. So
I think they lowered the standards because nobody's going to win a kit tournament with only Miranda.
No, okay. But yeah.
Okay, that's something to
think about. If you have a 75 point list, that just burglars agency. Like, because we're talking about the crates, we have to talk about agency.
Yeah, I mean, bad, and I feel bad.
Yeah. I want to do a little shout out. The first shout out. We have never done a shout out.
Well, only minor ones.
Yeah,
okay. Go ahead.
First and foremost, I want to give a huge shout out to our good buddy, Jesper Hills.
Yeah, and the guys whole, in 186 yeah. Squadron.
Yeah, and the whole 186 Squadron podcast. They gave us a shout out in their last episode. It's it was our first another podcast shout out.
Yeah.
We liked it.
First mention of our yeah. podcast.
And we only know Jesper in good. He's a fantastic guy.
Yeah. Came to Iceland to play, and we met him at Worlds.
Yeah. And we hung out with him there.
Maybe we'll give him a call and have him on our podcast even.
Yeah, that would be fine. I would love that. I would also like to give a shout out to a great guy named Ben Lane. He gave me an awesome 4-card alt art Y-wing pilot cards in the Mario Kart theme. He made them Ooh. There himself.
Nice.
It's fantastic. I love them. Yeah.
And a mention to OCX Radio for opening a new X-Wing podcast group on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It's called X-Wing Podcast Central. That is a good idea, and naturally we registered.
Of course.
And that's a great way for podcasters to tell people about new episodes and have the most of X-Wing podcasts in the same place, so you always know what's going on.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a new podcast to listen to and you haven't listened to OCX.
Yeah, or even if you're another podcaster.
But it helps listening to OCX while drinking.
Yep.
They have, I think, a 6-drink minimum.
Okay, Skål.
Skål, yeah. We both have beers now. So, I think this is it. Oh, yeah. I thank Asa Graf from Back to Dials. He's also making a homepage of some sort that collects the RSS feeds from other podcasts.
Oh, nice.
So you could really just register that to that page to get all the podcasts.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah. Should we say goodbye?
Maybe? Let's say goodbye.
And Eyja Fjallajökull?
Eyja Fjallajökull. It's erection. Oh, no, I mean eruption.
Eruption, yeah. Okay. Okay, listeners. So we're just going to say goodbye and see you all. You're going to hear from us in about 2 weeks.
Yep. See you guys.
Yeah. Bye-bye.